They were office contemporaries. No cubicles, no walls. But the only time he talked to her was on a conference call. He was smitten, he was shy. Then one day he strategized a plan. He talked to her in language she could understand. He said, "I'd like to engage in a dialogue to disrupt our current social paradigm. Synergize our priorities. I wanna be your top of mind. Your call to action, if we align, is a proof of concept so divine. Let's share a swim lane. Take a chance on a low risk, high yield, artisan quality, best of breed romance." He wasn't on her radar. She didn't know he felt like that. Romance never ran like a tiger team. She'd been herding cats. She whiteboarded his transparency. It was really cutting edge. She circled back, reached out and pinged him. This is what she said: "I like your outside-the-box ideation. We should goalpost this and discuss. I'd like to peel back the layers of this onion, but I won't throw you under the bus. Let's analyze our mutual qualities. This could be an ecosystem opportunity. Let's move the needle. Make that advance on your low-risk, high-yield, artisan quality, best of breed romance." Yeah, sure, it's nonsense, but it came from the heart. So he evangelized every KPI to integrate their moving parts. So she gave buy-in. Heck, he was low-hanging fruit. A high-touch partnership with benefits. Everything else is moot. Smiling as they chart their metrics at the end of the day. And none of their friends understand a damn thing that they say.